This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio. 1718. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded April 23rd, Antarctica, Argentina, Armenia, Australia, Bolivia, Canada, Chad, China, Costa Rica, Cuba, Cyprus, Ethiopia, Greece, International Internet, Iran, Korea North, Mongolia, Nigeria, North America, Peru, Sarawak, Taiwan, UK, USA, Vatican, Vietnam, Zambia, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Network. Standard disclaimer. More news this week about Antarctica. LRA 36, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel at Esperanza Base, which has been active this month on 15476. In the Pleiades group, Mauro Giroletti in Italy reported hearing it April 21st around 1905 UT, which led Wolfgang Büchel in Germany to try it. And he says it was a very fluttery S7 signal, 24 hertz below that frequency, 15475.976 at 1931 UT on April 21st. It faded out around 2125, which is later than it had been on the air previously. He wonders if the schedule had been extended until 2200. By then it had drifted down to 15475.971. Ron Howard in California has kept checking in the mornings for LRA 36. You may recall a few years ago they were active around 14 UT. And on April 23rd, he says, between 14 and 15, I was presumably successful. At 14:09, there was definitely an open carrier at a decent level, but no audio. He continued listening until tuning out at 15:30, but there was never any audio. It was a positive open carrier on the unique frequency of LRA 36, so certainly bears further checking. They might have closed down after 1500, as they did in past years, but not so on this date, so the schedule may have been extended further. It'll pay to check 15476 at any other time during the day or night. I checked the Taventa remote receiver in Europe April 23rd around 2000, and it was receiving a barely detectable signal. On the Condish list, Alejandro Alvarez, LU8YD, reports that a ham is currently active at another Argentine Antarctic base, not far from Esperanza. It's Base Marambio. The call sign LU4ZS. The Z after the number is a giveaway that it's from Antarctica, since that's the way Argentine ham call signs are set up. It's not the number that's significant, but the letter after the number. He's active on the novice portion of the 10-meter band between 28300 and 28350. Heard at various times between 15 and 19 UT on 28320, 339, and 340 USB. Sad news from Argentina. One of the active DXers in the Argentine radio group, Ernesto Paulero, has died. We heard about it first from Dino Blois, who heard from his widow, because Ernesto used to contribute DX news to Frecuencia al Día. I gather he had been ailing for quite a while, but his surgery was put off month after month after month by Argentine hospitals. Harmonic Hunter in England, Tim Bucknell, reports hearing something above 30 megahertz. This time, besides Vietnam, the voice of Armenia on 33670. That works out to be the seventh harmonic of 4810, the voice of Armenia at 1200 UT April 19th. By the time it got up there, the audio was distorted. Ian Baxter of the Shortwave Sites Group says apparently Vintage FM near Sydney, New South Wales, has been running only 100 watts for some time on 3210, but there was a possibility that the power would be increased to 500 watts by April 23rd or 24th, so if you haven't yet heard it, you can keep trying. Via Andreas Folk, VCDX, we hear from the Transmission Planning Executive, Gary Baxter of Radio Australia. There has been a change to one of the relays via the UAE in English at 22 to 23 UT since April 17th. 9900 has replaced 9610. The NZers are in no hurry to share information with us on a timely basis, but I see in the April issue of New Zealand DX Times some frequencies apparently involved in the Malaysian aircraft search contacting Canberra Control, reported by several listeners in the local daytime around 04 to 08 UT on 22868. Listen for Canberra Control and rescue craft, each having a different number. And this was also being reported on 15962 a bit earlier, as early as 2138 and as late as 1048 UT. This was in late March and early April, and who knows, might still be in effect. Here's a way out of band Bolivian, WOOB, which I haven't seen reported for a while, so a reminder to look for it on 4451.1, Radio Santa Ana, heard in Argentina by Julio Cesar Anzuategui, but reported to the Brazilian Rádio Escutas group on the 8th of April at 1000 UT. He's only 1826 kilometers from the transmitter site. Noticing the absence of CFRX Toronto from 6070, Bill Harms in Maryland asked the QSL manager about it and got this reply from Steve Canny on April 18th. Yes, CFRX is off again. I was at the site yesterday and the transmitter is lying on its side waiting for repairs. Seems to be an ongoing problem with this newer solid-state transmitter acquired a few years ago. We will all just have to wait until it can be fixed. The engineer said he was going to the site next Tuesday, so hopefully he will have the time to sort it out. You can check further on it at the website that Steve Canny runs for CFRX, revealed to us by Gary Vance in the Mayor Tip Sheet. It is cfrx.webs.com. Chad has not been reported for quite a while on 6165, and I was wondering if they are definitely off the air. Bill Bingham in South Africa says he is not hearing them, and for that matter, he is not hearing Zambia either on 6165. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany says his last log of Chad was way back on October 6th at 0137. That was when they were running all night for a while, despite Cuba on the same frequency. At that time, Chad was measured 38 hertz below 6165. Last week, I reported that China's relay via Spain 9690 was in Chinese instead of English during the 03 to 04 UT hour, and that was certainly the case when I checked April 14th. However, by April 18th, that hour was again in English. Ron Howard in California says PBS Hunan China is presumed active again on 4990. He says, I check this frequency daily to see how my old friend All India Radio Itanagar is doing. For several years now, that was the only station I ever heard, so I was amazed at 1241 April 17th to hear a station in Chinese. Did they refurbish the old transmitter, or is it a new one? Or was it a one-of-a-kind day of propagation? After 1300, he began to hear India fading in underneath. Bad news for AIR Itanagar after several years of clear QRM-free reception. And he follows up on April 18th. It was again China on 4990 at 1332. He says, stronger than I've ever heard India on the frequency, and there was no interference today from India. He also heard from Mauno Rita in Finland, who says he also presumably heard PBS China April 18th until sign off at 1702, 30 hertz below 4990. On April 21st, Ron Howard monitored again, and he says Hunan continues to dominate the frequency after 1230. India does not have much of a chance for any decent reception now at my location. I'm still hearing the CRI English relays via Houston Market AM stations, 1520 KYND, and also for a few seconds I was hearing its parallel on 1540 KGBC in Galveston. Despite much closer stations, including Oklahoma City, on the same frequencies, April 23rd around 12:05. From the government CINART site in Costa Rica via Santiago San Gil and Horacio Negro, some very iffy speculation, hopeful speculation, that the new president of Costa Rica, Luis Guillermo Solís, may decide that his government should acquire the abandoned Spain relay site in Costa Rica at Cariari, which would, of course, put Costa Rica back on the air on shortwave or allow them some shortwave relay business. But it's only unofficial speculation. Not until April 22nd did Radio Havana Cuba finally make the predicted frequency change from 9830 to 9820 for the morning broadcast. And contrary to their own published schedule, that frequency and 9550 are both running before and after 1300 UT. And now they're both interfering with Chinese stations. Strangely enough, the radio teletype on 9830 disappeared about the same time, but I assume that's only temporary. On Wednesday, April 23rd, I was surprised to hear something other than World of Radio at 1308 UT on WRMI 9955. Instead, some news reports from Europe. This was attributed to news-network.eu. It turns out it's a relay from something out of Cyprus, Famagusta Gazette Radio, which has its own website schedule showing a broadcast Wednesdays at 13 to 1315 on WRMI. Fortunately, World of Radio is still on the air just 15 minutes later now. Please note, starting at 1315 on Wednesdays. That's the only broadcast on the northwestern antenna of WRMI. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports to DSWCIDX Window, hearing three Ethiopian stations signing on around 0255 UT March 25th on the 6 MHz band, 5950 Voice of Tigray Revolution, 6030 Reactivated Oromia, and 6110 Radio Fana. However, the fourth one is still absent. That's Amhara on 6090. Editor Acker Peterson says that one has not been reported since last October. Shortwave frequencies from Greece were missing quite a bit this week, but some of them are back on. April 23rd at 0110 on 7475 and 15630. But missing from what used to be their best one, 9420. About 2 months ago, April 27th was reported to be the start date for the new government broadcaster replacing ERT to be known as NERIT. Of course, they're mainly concerned about television and domestic radio, but there might be some change concerning shortwave as of Sunday, April 27th. So that's when we need to listen carefully. We were informed about it too late to mention last week, but on Easter Sunday at 18 UT, there was a one-hour discussion on one of our webcasting affiliates, The Global Voice, about the status and the future of shortwave involving Gary Drew, Jonathan Marks, and Keith Perrone. But as Mike Terry points out, it's available on demand from theglobalvoice.info. And furthermore, Chrissy Cochran, Managing Director of the Global Voice, tells me this hour will be carried on the WRMI broadcast of PCJ Radio, UT Saturday, April 26th, from 01 to 02 on 9955. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1718. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Will Martin in St. Louis, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. This helps to keep us going and pay the expenses for our website, worldofradio.com. Here's another low VHF harmonic from shortwave, heard by Tim Bucknell in England. It's Iran in Chinese via the Kamalabad site, April 19th at 12:06 on 35560, which is 2x17780. Koji Hashimoto in Japan reports hearing the clandestine to Iran. Radio Rangin Kaman, April 21st, signing on at 1600 UT in Farsi on 7575. That's the gay clandestine. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says it broadcasts on Mondays and Fridays only at 16 to 1630 via Pridnestrovia. Seabreeze, our shokaze from Japan, about abductions by North Korea, had been broadcasting one day a week in English, other days of the week in Chinese, Japanese, or Korean. That was Friday on the current frequency 5985 at 1330 UT. However, Ron Howard in California says there was no English on Friday, April 11th. Instead, he did hear English on the following Thursday, April 17th. So it looks like they've moved English one day earlier, and that's what Ivo Ivanov thinks in the new schedule he shortly published, also applying to the repeat broadcast at 1600 on 6165. Transmissions of the Voice of Mongolia have been rather irregular lately. On April 20th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing only two Japanese broadcasts at 1029 UT on 12085 and at 1459 on 12105. I think he must mean 12015. So it looks as if all their other languages have been canceled, but that's yet to be confirmed. In any event, Daniel Keller tells us that his website has just started offering the English broadcast of Voice of Mongolia as a podcast. There will be fresh programs every day. They also have English broadcasts from Albania, Argentina, Slovakia, Czechia, and Tajikistan, among some other international broadcasters, including PCJ Radio. He says, just like a tiny version of WRN. Here's the website for those, www.radio360.eu. A target broadcast which comes and goes is Hamada Radio International in Hausa for Nigeria. It's not really clandestine since it originates inside Nigeria, but it's apparently currently active, as reported by Luca Bottafiora in Italy, bclnews.it, 0530 to 0600, on 9610, registered as due south from Nauen, Germany. He heard it on Tuesday, April 22nd. North American pirate activity we've noted outside the 6.9 megahertz pirate band. April 18th at 0520, I was hearing what was obviously a broadcast in English, but very weak, on 13560.7 in the AM mode. It improved a bit later. It was old-time radio with IDs for the Columbia Broadcasting System, for Adler's Elevator Shoes, and then the 1920s Radio Network presents the Inner Sanctum. I checked this out later and found that there is indeed such a webcast, which is available for relay at will, presenting Inner Sanctum during that hour, 1 to 2 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, along with many other programs in its 24-hour schedule. It's www.the1920snetwork.com. The anti-Christian pirate radio station YHWH has been heard on many different frequencies, perhaps never to be repeated, but here's what's been reported over the past week, day by day. April 17th at 0148, Don Mumman in Alberta found them on the edge of the 20-meter band, 14350 USB. April 18th at 0155 to 0301, Ron Howard in California reports, 5865 AM. April 18th at 1811, I found YHWH on 17490 AM until 1829. On April 20th at 18:02, Brandon Jordan in Tennessee reports it. 16 hertz below 17,590, originating from west of Memphis. April 21st at 02:18 to off at 03:08, Ron Howard reports 9730 a.m. April 22nd, Ron Howard reports 02:31 until off at 03:34 on 5865 a.m. once again. And April 23rd at 01:13, I ran across YHWH on 11800 a.m. 4810 exactly is a Peruvian frequency to try for. Radio Logos in Chasuta, Tarapoto. Pedro F. Arunatigui in Lima reports it April 1st at 11:05 to 11:35 with religious music and talk claiming to be the best signal from Peru. That's debatable here, but Chuck Boland in Florida managed to hear it April 19th at 10:35 to 10:45 with its usual morning format of Peruvian music, flutes, and drums. Best heard on the lower side band due to interference on the upper side. Ivo Ivanov reports a frequency change of Radio Free Sarawak from April 18th. The Sesquihour broadcast, starting at 11 UT, moved up from 15420 to 15430. Still apparently via Radio Veritas Asia, Philippines transmitter site. Something very strange going on with some of the Sound of Hope transmitters in Taiwan, as monitored by Hiroshi in Japan and sent on to us by Seiichi Hasegawa. It seems that many of those frequencies, instead of carrying Sound of Hope, have been relaying Radio Free Asia in Chinese since April 5th. He monitored on April 17th and 19th and found the following frequencies doing that at times between 2330 and 1400 UT, give or take half an hour, 11580, 12190, 12910, 14920, 14980, 15340, 16300, 16450, 16750, 17300, 18430, and 18870. Furthermore, every one of these is considerably off frequency, as much as a quarter of a kilohertz, which is another way to tell them apart from the CNR1 jammers. Our best reception of BBC World Service continues to be the 05 to 06 UT hour on 7355 via Ascension. Hard to believe it's aimed in the opposite direction toward Africa. During the previous hour, I haven't checked this yet, but Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says there's an additional frequency of BBC at 04 to 05 via South Africa, 7360. And during the hour before that, 03 to 04 UT, Dave Hughes in Kansas City had been listening to BBC with good reception via Rwanda, 13660. But it was missing on UT April 22nd, that is, no programming, but the carrier was still on. If you'd like to hear the colorful tactical call signs of the paramilitary Civil Air Patrol, check out the net I ran across after 0100 UT April 22nd on 7615 USB. Controlling the net was Iowa Cap 4, but some of the other calls mentioned were Starfish 1200, Yellow Brick, Oil Well 355, High Plains 5, Star Garnet 4, Blue Mesa 128. And back on March 21st, I heard the same frequency in the morning with the CAP net at 1415 UT on 7615. We're all wondering how much longer WWV will continue running their experimental 25 MHz transmitter. It was still being heard April 22nd at 1628 by Nick Rank in the UK, in the British DX Club. I monitored the special SDF radio broadcast, as I mentioned last week, UT Sunday, April 20th from 04 to 05, via three WRMI frequencies. 7570 was by far the best, as I knew it would be. In fact, it's about as close as you could come to hi-fi radio on shortwave, a good thing since the hour was mostly music, which turned out to be for a video game on Xbox, therefore probably my only chance to hear such music. Most of the announcements were synthesized, and it turns out STF stands for Super Time Force. Unfortunately, the WBCQ and WWRB frequencies they had publicized were no-shows. But it could also be heard here on 9925, presumably via Germany. Later on Viva Miami, I heard Jeff White say that they so far have issued 4 QSL cards since moving to Okeechobee and plan to keep adding a new one each month for a while. So keep sending in those reception reports. Between 1210 and 1220 UT, April 19th, that is within half an hour after sunrise here in Oklahoma, I was hearing 4 South Dakota medium wave stations, 1140 KSOO, 1210 KOKK, 1270 KNWC, and 1320 KELO, 75% of them in Sioux Falls. I heard Vatican Radio with a number of special broadcasts over the Easter holiday weekend. No point in going over those now, although they're detailed in the new DX Listening Digest when published, number 14-17. For advance notice of special broadcasts, there is a page on the Vatican Radio website, but it's hard to find if you start out at their home page. Instead, go to worldofradio.com, click on Hit List, and then go down to the Vatican, and you'll find a direct link to the special broadcast page, listing not only shortwave, but medium wave and FM frequencies for their special broadcasts. And remember that all the times are in Holy Roman Daylight Shifting Time, 2 hours ahead of UT. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring Vietnamese coastal stations. About 16 of them are operated by Vichipel, the Vietnam Maritime Communications and Electronics LLC, along the coastline for maritime conditions and safety messages. Mostly in Vietnamese, of course, but occasionally some English is heard. On April 21st, he was hearing Haiphong Radio at 1205 to 1209, Da Nang Radio 1235 to 1239, seems each of these is about 4 minutes, Ho Chi Minh Radio at 1305 to 1309. On April 20th, the day before, on 8294 USB, there was English at 1225, but he couldn't get an ID. It may have been Haiphong Radio. There is another frequency, 7906 USB, but it's covered by noise. I haven't heard Zanzibar for some time on 11735. This time of year, the 25-meter band is just a bit too noisy. But I am glad to see a couple of reports from slightly closer. Mark Cody in Ontario reports it April 14th at 1930 to 1958, news at 2000. That's in the Ontario DX Association. And Mike Nikolich in Illinois reports Zanzibar, April 15th at 2040 to 2105 with a big signal. He says, I was getting worried. Glad their signal is back. Usual selection of indigenous music. He says, I love the Hindu influence. ID at 2059, not sure why they ran past their usual sign-off at 2100. Here's a mystery from my neighbor Richard Allen in Oklahoma. He tells IRCA, he was hearing classical music with no announcements or IDs on 1530 kilohertz, all the way from 0342 until 1109 UT. April 18th, bearing was slightly counterclockwise from north-south. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 10 and 3 on May 14th. Solar flux rising from 150 April 23rd, to 165 May 6th, and down to 150 again by May 15th. And that's World of Radio 1718. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.